So I've got a funny story for you that kind of explains Protestants versus Catholics in a comical way that's also kind of scary. I went to an exorcism. It would have been around, I started going, helping out a priest named Monsignor LaFemina. He was the exorcist for Venice, Diocese of Venice, Florida. And if I was on tour, then I was on tour. But if I wasn't on tour, I would come and help him out on his exorcisms. Mm-hmm. And he would do at least one a month. And so it was around, it was like 2012 or 13. And usually we come into the room, there'll be about 15 people in there. Most everybody prays during the exorcism. But if the person starts acting out, the men will come over and hold the person down, you know, so they don't hurt anybody or themselves. Mm-hmm. And when Monsignor comes into the room, he says, all right, we're about to get started. Who needs confession? And some people raise their hands and they leave the room with a couple of priests. Then Monsignor goes back through the room and asks everybody by name if they need confession. Zachary, do you need confession? No, Father. Bob, do you need confession? No, Father. Larry, do you need confession? No, Father. And he goes all the way around the room, and there's this guy in the room that's wearing a suit. I mean, like a three-piece suit. Like, nobody I see at Mass ever is dressed this good. Mm-hmm. And he looks at that guy, and he calls him by name. Do you need confession? No, I confess directly to God. And I thought, that's different. None of us would ever say that. But he keeps going. He lists everybody else. Everybody says no. And one guy says, yes, I didn't realize that's what was happening before. So he left the room and he gets confession. So then both the priests come back. Everybody's back. And he starts a Latin Mass. And he does the Latin Mass. Everybody's in a state of grace. So everybody gets the Eucharist, including the guy in the suit. Everybody's got the Eucharist. And as soon as the Mass is ended, the exorcism starts. When he starts it, he starts the exorcism off by calling Satan before the tribunal of God. And he says, if you call Satan before the tribunal of God, he has to show up. So Satan shows up. And there's a conversation between him and the exorcist, where the exorcist finds out, by what right do you have to possess this person? And so Satan says what rights he has. Then he has the person rebuke those things. And then Satan leaves, and we start with the weakest demon first. Sometimes, with that case, it was we had an evil spirit. So we started with an evil spirit, cast him out almost immediately. And then we got a demon, and the demon comes in, his head snaps to the right and then snaps to the left, and he starts smiling and laughing. And he says, you, and he's looking at the guy dressed in the suit, and he says, you got baptized when you were 12 and you've never gone to confession since then. Your following sins are these. Hey, 300 sins in a row.
Wow.
He said words that I didn't even know what they meant. Like, these are sins, apparently, but I don't even know what they are. And then he takes a breath.
With all your experience, you would think you would know, you know?
Right. And he takes a breath, and then another 300 sins. So now this guy's guilty of 600 sins. And then yesterday, he had the sin of pride. Today he had the sin of pride, and he took the Eucharist and wasn't worthy. He wasn't worthy to take the Eucharist. And he's like, you have 600 plus mortal sins. Let me give you some more. And he starts to say more, and Father has a pitcher of Epiphany water, and he douses the demon in the entire pitcher. And then this guy screams, and the scream is like 3 minutes. Like, it would take an opera star to be able to do this scream. And when he's done screaming, the Monsignor yells, "Silence! You will only speak to me and only when spoken to." And that demon was gone, and then it was the next however many demons we worked on. And we did this for about 6 hours. And then we took a break. And it was Monsignor and the two priests, and he asked me to come. So there was four of us that walked into another room. And then he had everybody here, just wait here, take a break, you know, just relax. You know, you can take a break, but you can't leave the room. And we go into this other room, and I was like, who's the guy that goes directly to God for confession? And he said, he's a Baptist preacher. And he's been asking me for a long time to attend one of the exorcisms because he wants to see what's the difference between our exorcisms and their exorcisms. And I told him, well, ours work, and we have the authority to do them, and you don't have the authority to do them. You can do a deliverance. And he's been trying to talk the Baptist preacher into doing a real confession, and he says, no, I confess directly to God. So he thought, I'm going to have him come to the exorcism and see if a demon knows all of his sins, because the stain of our sin goes on our soul, and demons know what it is. Yeah, they can see it. Angels and demons can see it. So they know if we're in a state of grace or if we're in a state of mortal sin.
Yeah.
So the demon could see all of his sins that he committed since he was 12 years old.
I mean, just that is a mind-blowing reality for us to think, you know, because we think that those things are just so private, but it's like if we could see as they could, that it's like out there, like on spiritual social media, you know, they could see all of it.
Right. You know, like it's really there. The stain of sin is on your soul, you know, and there's a priest named, I think it's Monsignor Essef.
Yeah.
He's getting up there now. He's like 96 years old.
Yeah.
But I hear he can read souls. He could tell you, you know, it's like if you think you've confessed everything, go see Monsignor Essef.
Yeah.
Because he can read your soul and tell you, no, you know, you need to confess these things.
Yeah. I've met him before, and he's a pretty amazing priest. Gosh,
I heard another priest met him recently,
yeah,
and was blown away that he could read his soul and knew what was there.
Yeah.